Just last year, 2013, Lachlan Smith, a Birmingham attorney practicing civil rights and employment law, published his debut thriller, Bear is Broken. In the opening scene of Bear is Broken, Leo Maxwell is having lunch with his older brother, Teddy Maxwell, famous San Francisco defense attorney, when a hired gun enters the restaurant and shoots Teddy in the head. In this novel, Leo, a lawyer with only 1 year of experience, is swamped. He's caring for Teddy, working at figuring out who really killed their mother. Their dad is in the pen, convicted of the murder, and representing a client, Marty Scarsdale, who is accused of raping 13-year-old Erica Lawler. In court, Leo will attempt to discredit the victim's testimony, shred the state's evidence, illustrate police incompetence, and throw suspicion onto Erica's uncle. All unsavory and all necessary to a proper defense. As with Bear is Broken, nobody, not the public, not the police, not the press, has liked defense attorneys since the days of Perry Mason, whose clients were in fact innocent. It is important, though, that if guilty, Scarsdale not confess even to Leo. It would sully the purity of the defense. A lawyer may not put the defendant on the stand if he knows the defendant will lie. There are rules. With his hands full already, Leo is accosted by a femme fatale, a sultry African-American calling herself Lavinia Martin, who gains his full attention by striking him with her blue Pontiac convertible while Leo is cycling in the hills outside San Francisco, 1,600 feet above the sea. Lavinia arrives at his office wearing, quote, a navy blue suit over a blouse with a plunging neckline, end quote, and the young, lonely Leo is transfixed. She needs his help. Her brother Jamil is in Santa Rita jail. The police had pulled him over and found a planted gun in his car, a gun that would be traced back to a murder Jamil didn't commit. As complex as all this already seems, it mostly turns out to be simple lies. And as Leo is drawn farther in, the truth becomes much more elusive, with policemen who may or may not be crooked and some ice-cold murderous gangsters. Smith is a devotee of the noir crime novel and makes the most of the Bay Area atmospherics, but plays his own variations. The language is less terse than Hammett's, and Leo is definitely not a tough and cynical guy who has seen it all, like the hard-boiled Sam Spade of the Maltese Falcon. Most of the action is in the noir tradition, but there are a couple of new wrinkles. In a well-rendered section, Leo is set up, arrested, and sent to Santa Rita himself. Since criminals famously loathe child molesters, the lawyer defending a child molester is, quote, guilty by association. Leo has an unpleasant and dangerous weekend. One would characterize Smith's novels as plot-driven, to say the least, but he has created some unusual characters as well. Nikki Mattson, an obese, hugely successful, and ethically dubious defense attorney, approaches Leo about working together. Visiting her home above the city, Leo wonders, quote, what perverse impulse has inspired a 300-pound woman to live on a thin shelf of steel and glass suspended from a crumbling mountainside, end quote. The Leo Maxwell mysteries are well launched. The third should be out soon.